This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, filling in for Mom all week, so wake the kids and call the neighbors, because we're going to a higher level in God that the world is not familiar with. You know, I got something on my heart I really want to share with you, and it's about position. The Lord woke me up one night, and He would just out of my spirit came the word position. And my wife asked me, what was that about? And I said, I don't know. I think God's trying to tell me something. So I just started studying about position, and I'm in the Bible, and all of a sudden I realized that all of the coaching that I had went through, I was a coach for 14 years in baseball, I started realizing that, you know, position is everything in winning. And if you look at it in any sport or anything that's worth getting, position is very important. You can win a lot of ball games and lose a lot of ball games because of right or wrong positioning. And I remember that we worked hard in positioning our players. We would do it pitch by pitch. I mean, we would scout our players, our opponents, that every time if we were going to throw him a fastball, our pitching coach would call the fastball to the catcher to the pitcher. The infield coach and the outfield coach would move every player in just a matter of seconds in the right position. We would do this every pitch because that's how important positioning was. And I remember one time in a championship game, it was for the trophy. It was for the very last, first place, the end of the year. Everything was on the line. They had the bases loaded, and we were in the field, and our pitching coach makes the call, and our infield coach moves everybody, and our outfield coach moves everybody. And all of a sudden, our infield coach notices something that he forgot, and the pitcher had already started to pitch the ball. Well, he jumps out of the dugout, and he's yelling two steps over to the third baseman. He needed to move him two steps over to the line closer. And he's yelling it because he knew the importance of positioning, because this guy would hit the ball down that way on this certain pitch. It was full count, bases loaded, the championship trophy on the line. And all of a sudden, he's yelling this. So, it probably looked crazy to the person in the stands, but to us in the dugout, because it was so important, it was almost like time stood still. And here's how it sounded like to us. We were like going, no, two steps over, you know, kind of like the slow motion of the movies. And so he picks it up and moves that way. And as he moves that way, sure enough, that guy hit the ball right down the line. It was a line drive. It would have cleared the bases. They would have won the championship. Instead, our guy caught the ball, rolls up, holds it up. We win the championship, all because of the right position. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Not only are games won because of right and wrong positioning, but championships are won because of right and wrong positioning. Now, the Lord, when I finally was just going over that and remembering that, the Lord reminded me. He said, there are Christians, there are believers, there are born-again believers who are winning or losing because of the right or wrong position. Now, and all of a sudden, it just came to me, and I started smiling and laughing. I started thinking about a Christian with their little glove on, and they're just standing there. And if you can just picture yourself with a glove on, and two steps to your right, you don't know it and you don't see it, but line drive after line drive of God's blessings are going right by you. Now, you're standing there going, how come I never get blessed? How come I never get anything from God? How come I don't ever get? And just, bzz, bzz, there went another one. There went another one. And the funny thing about it is, all of heaven and God Himself is up in heaven going, no, two steps over. So if you can just get a little bit, you know, humorous with me, that seems to be what's happening. That was what God was telling me. We need to position ourselves for the blessing. We need to position ourselves in the place that the church is called to be. And I said, Lord, what is that? And He said, the position I called the church to be in is to hear me. Now, when He said that to me, the greatest position we can be in as Christians is to hear from God. One of the greatest things you can do is be in the right position to hear God, because you know that we can be out of position and not hear God for a long time. And Brother Hagin even said that. He said, you know, one of the greatest things we can do is hear from God, put ourselves in the right position. So the Lord took me to this verse in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. I'll start with, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter, good old ear cutting off, oops, Peter. You know, Peter made some mistakes, and we all have made mistakes. But I want to ask you something. Here's this teacher teaching, and wouldn't you say Jesus was the greatest teacher of all time? I would say that. He asked this question, and Peter answers the greatest answer to the greatest teacher. And I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but when I was, have you ever been in a classroom where the teacher would call on you without you even, you know, raising your hand? I hated those classes. I think one reason because I was never prepared. But anyway, that's a different story. Jesus is teaching, and Peter answers, and look at this answer. And Jesus gets really excited about this. He says this in verse 16. And Simon Peter answered and said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. You're the anointed one. And Jesus answered and said unto him. Now, Jesus gets kind of pumped up here, and I'll show you why I think that or believe that. He says, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood hath not revealed this to thee. In other words, you didn't get this from another person. He could have meant you didn't cheat off the other disciples this time, Peter. No, maybe not, but he didn't get it from man is what Jesus was saying. But you got this from my Father, which is in heaven. In other words, what Jesus was saying to Peter was, Peter, you heard from God. You heard from God. Now, I believe that Jesus got so excited because when I was studying this, I went back and I said, you know what? They haven't been taught that yet, how to hear from God. Jesus had taught them about the kingdom of God. He had taught them about the power of God, and he had taught on the eschatology of God. And listen to this, Acts chapter 2 hadn't happened yet. So in other words, he wasn't filled with the Spirit. So Peter hears from God, not man, from God. And Jesus said, Peter, you heard from God. Now listen to what he says next. Verse 18, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, what did he say? He will build the church. I'm the church. You're the church. We're a church corporately. We have church buildings, but we're also single. You know, we're the church. He will build the church. Well, he will build the church who? On the revelation of people named Peter or churches that have the name Peter? No. People who did what Peter did. He said, I will build my church on the people who put themselves in the right position to hear from God like Peter did. Now, when you and I get in the right position, and that's what I'm going to be teaching this week, how to get two steps over. And all of heaven and God is going two steps over. And we're going to get there. And guess what? You're going to be catching line drives after line drives of God's blessing. And you're going to be so excited. So make sure you tune in for the next few days. So he said, I will build my church on the people who get in the right position. Man, I'm telling you what, it's time to get in the right position. Like never before, church, this is the position he's called us to get into. Now, if you want to know, I'll give you a little preview of about the position and how to get there. How to get in the right position with God to hear him, turn to Philippians chapter 4. And if you're driving, don't do that, okay? Because we want you to keep your eyes on the road. But anyway, there is a way that Brother Hagin taught Mom, and Mom taught us when we were little bitty kids, us four kids, Shelly, Terry, Brenda, myself, how to get God to move for you, or you could say how to get God or you to hear God, get in the right position. It's all about position. And if you don't mind, can I teach you like she taught, you know, four little kids? Sometimes it's better to be taught that way. I know when I was a coach, I would break everything down as far as I could break it down. But anyway, there was a certain way that she taught us, and she taught it to us like this. In Philippians 4, and I'll get to the verses here in a second, she said, now, you kids, if you do this chess match, now she called it a chess match, not a chess match against God, but a chess match with God. In other words, God moves, you move, God moves, that type of deal. Because you're not going to beat him if you're trying to go against him. He's God. But anyway, Philippians 4, she says, but there are rules to this match. Now, she said, if you do this correctly, in order, 100% of the time, God will move. And I know there's people out there listening to me right now that you need God to move on your behalf. You need to hear from God. You need God to move. Well, here's how we get in the position. But she says it'll work 100% of the time. If this was an infomercial and I said it works 100% of the time, God will move, you'll hear God, the lines would be lighting up, okay? Now, I'm going to tell you, but she said, and I'm going to tell you something. Everybody listening, listen to me. I'm not lying here. Every time that we applied this with these rules, it worked 100% of the time, and it still does work. And so the rules were this, to the chess match with God, getting God to move or getting to hear God, getting in the position to hear God. The rules were this. The first rule, you move first. Okay, that's rule number one. There's some rules to it before we get into it. The second rule was, God, you move first, then God will move. And I'm sure that you've heard preachers say, you know, you've been waiting on God, God's been waiting on you. The second rule is God will never move out of turn. But when it is his turn or his move, he will never fail to move. And that's what's so awesome about God. He is faithful. He will never fail to move. But the rules are you move first, okay? Then God will make his move. In this chess match, Paul talks about it in Philippians. We're going to go over it. And then the next rule is God will never move out of turn. But when it is his move, he will never fail to move. Glory to God. Now, the very first move and our move, and we'll go over that today just very briefly, is verse 6 of Philippians 4. Be careful for nothing. Do you know what the Greek word for nothing means? Let me just help you, so you don't get into a three-day study of nothing and come out at 3 days later finding out that it means nothing. Be careful for nothing. It means nothing. Do not amplify. Do not have fret or have any anxiety about anything in every circumstance, in everything, in every situation. Let no care trouble you. Do not worry about anything. That's our move. Now, there's some more to verse 6, and we're going to kind of get that tomorrow. But we got to get this down, people. I mean, we're talking about we get worried and full of care over lost keys. I mean, we get worry and care in traffic. You may be sitting in traffic right now. But this is part of our first move to get God moved. Now, if we do this, and there's more to it, so tune in tomorrow or buy the CDs, we will get God to move on our behalf. Now, you have been listening today to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with me, Chip Brim, and today's teaching and all week's teaching is available for $5. And you can get my book, Are You a Champion for Christ, for a special one-time price of $8. And you can order these things by dialing 1-800-972-3447 or 417-336-4877 or write us P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. And do not forget our youth rally coming up July 28th and August 1st. And this is Chip Brim, Billy's boy, saying see you at the next level.